Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday. My name is Edgar. This is Chelsea. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara, on social media.
Good morning.
At 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Shout out to Angel in the phone booth. Today is a very special day. Mm-hmm. Every day is, but today particularly. Because our very own Dodgers are kicking off Game 1 of the National League Division Series at 5:37 p.m.,
wow.
Okay? Just make sure you're at 5:37 versus the Washington Nationals.
Why do they do that?
I really don't know. If anybody knows why playoff games set up that way.
Yeah, it's so interesting to me.
They do it in the NBA as well, but a lot in baseball. I don't know why 5:37 p.m. I really don't know. So if you know, text in at 877-971-HITS. But you already know my two-year-old daughter, Ariela, is ready to go.
Let go, Chargers! Let go, Chargers! Ariela! Dodgers!
At the end, she said, Arriba los Dodgers, but she can't do her R's yet. So she said, Aliba.
It's a work in progress.
We're good. Yeah. And that's her clapping. Like, on... I don't know, man. We took a Dodger game maybe like three times, and she picked that up from just those three times.
This year, though, is going to be a big year for her. I feel like she'll actually like, understand more what's going on. It'll be fun to see her in the stands.
My nephew, Eddie, and Georgie, they're Angels fans, which I have no hate against the Angels. They're cool, whatevs, but they're trying to change Ariela. They'll sit there the whole time we're visiting. They're like, Ariela, say, go Angels.
And will she?
No.
Oh, no way.
She won't do it. She just laughs at them and then runs away. I'm like, good job. Start training on running away from them. Anyways, big shout out to the homie Gio. He's an Amp listener. I met him at the gym yesterday, Chelsea.
Oh, cool. And how? What were you guys doing at the gym?
I went to pick Janet up.
Okay.
No, just kidding. I was there working out, Chelsea. What are your
was
thoughts?
It a leg day or was it a chest day?
You already know. It's chest day every day, baby.
There's no leg day, Chelsea.
No? Come on. You gotta
only
get those
chest.
Calves.
My legs are set. I walk with them. Why do I need to work with them? I don't walk with my chest.
You got a tone, though.
Yo, side note. Are you more into upper body or lower body in a dude chest?
Ooh.
That's a good question,
okay.
Right?
I think it's honestly, I would say lower body.
No, this is surprising because studies show, this is legit, I'm not making this up. In Latin America, women are more into lower body. So legs, booty in a man.
Mm-hmm. Below the waist.
Yeah.
Below the waist, dude. Did I say below body?
Oh, no, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, below the waist. Now I know where Majestic's going. And then... the U.S. is more into upper body.
Yeah, because I tend to date more like, not scrawny, but like, I don't know. I don't like the super buff guys. But I will say I'm really, there's something about a way the guy wears their jeans or their pants. Like, I always pay attention to that. And also, I've been attracted to ankles before. Like, good calves and ankles. I don't know. I don't know what it is and why and where this stems from.
Yo, let's do this for real, for real. I know we were joking around before the show started, but let's really do this. Let's line up like five dudes for Chelsea. And Tamara, you can choose one too.
Yes, thank God.
You're in it, girl.
But the only thing you can see, Chelsea, are their ankles.
Okay.
And based on that, we'll see if you truly hit it off.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'm so down. That's fun, yeah.
I don't know. How are we going to do that? We'll figure it out. Yeah. Anyways, we'll figure it out. But shout out to Gio. He listens to us every morning. And I told him he's a real one because this first break, we never know what the hell we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that he keeps coming back at this early in the morning means a lot to us, Gio. So shout out to you, bro. Appreciate you, all right?
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Get ready to laugh. We got a special guest in studio right now. The pride and joy of Boyle Heights, baby. Straight from Theodore Roosevelt High, the hilarious comedian, producer, and herbal essence shampoo model.
That's right. Wow.
Felipe Esparza.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
You do have very nice hair.
Thank you very much. People ask me, what kind of shampoo you use? I think it's called Sample, don't take. What's up, fool? That's funny you mentioned my Roosevelt High School. Theodore Roosevelt High School. I didn't graduate, but class of continuation, man.
I love that.
But now, bro, this Friday, man, congratulations on this. You got your own show at the Microsoft Theater.
Yeah, man.
Your own comedy show, bro. Yes. At Microsoft Theater. What does that mean to you, Carran?
That means I got to sell 7,000 seats by Friday. So. So what's up, people? Don't forget, yeah. 8 o'clock, Friday night, Microsoft Theater. Get your tickets. Hurry up, man. They're going slow. Now they're going fast.
Carran, growing up in Boy Heights, Halloween's coming up. Some people love Halloween. Like, Chelsea's the kind of person that goes all out for Halloween.
You have to. Like, you can't half-ass a costume. It's like, go big or go home.
My wife and I, we dressed up like Incredible Hulk and She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
And she has the She-Hulk body, but I don't. I look more like a overblown jalapeno.
And then
my makeup started peeling halfway through the Halloween, so I looked like a jalapeno that was burned in the oven.
Oh my god!
I was peeling, bro. I looked more like an avocado.
But what about growing up in Boyle Heights, bro? What was Halloween like when you were a kid in high school?
Bro, it was bad, bro. I was like the ghost with a Mexican blanket on it. Like, I want to be a Mexican ghost. I want to be a ghost, but we didn't have no white sheets in my house. So I have to be the ghost with a horse picture on it.
Or the tiger, bro.
Yeah, the tiger, man. Or my brother has to be the ghost with property of General Hospital written on it.
Oh, my god.
Or the ghost with urine stains on it. Oh. Or the ghost with a burnt iron mark on it.
Oh, man.
But I love Halloween, man. I remember, man, going to a haunted house in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
It cost $10 to get in, $20 to get out. It was like a crazy haunted house, man. They had gangsters in every door scaring you. What's up, homie?
On that note, make sure you check out Felipe Esparza tomorrow.
Please.
At the Microsoft Theater comedy show, The Bad Hombre Tour.
Bad Hombre.
Not
bad
hombre, hungry. But hombre, which means he's
bad
hungry.
Bad hunger.
Where can they get the tickets at, Papa?
Get them at FelipeWorld.com or AXS.com.
Microsoft
What's
Theater
up,
comedy show tomorrow. Be there.
Be
Much
there.
Love, hermano. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Chelsea Report.
So we talked about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Tiffany Haddish went on the Ellen Show and said that back in the day she hooked up with rapper Chingy. I like the way they did that right there. Right there. Who sings that song? Mm-hmm. Iconic song. Brings us all back.
Bringing it back.
Well, Chingy has responded to Tiffany's confession.
Let me guess. He's like, yo, thank you for making me relevant again.
You'd think that that's what he'd say, but no, he's denying that they ever hooked up.
Wait, hold up.
Yes. This is what he wrote on Instagram. He wrote, now Tiffany knows that's a damn lie. And then he took it a step further and he goes, she used to hook up with my brother even though she likes me. And then he goes, hey, if we're all being honest here, let's be honest. So he's like being sort of sassy about it. Where you're right. It's like, bro, no one's heard your name in so many years. Like, she's giving you like attention. People like know, like, your name is being said, talked about. We're playing your song on the radio, you know?
2 seconds of it.
But still, I just think it's so funny. And Tiffany hasn't responded yet. I'm sure she will. Because it's not like her not to.
All right, let me ask you this. Is it disrespectful for him to have said that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let me flip it on you. Okay, let's say it's a guy. Let's say Chingy would have said, yeah, I hooked up with Tiffany Haddish back in the day. And then she came out and said, no, that's not true. Would that be disrespectful of her?
Well, I guess it's hard because it's like if it's not true, it's disrespectful.
Right. We don't know the truth.
No, we don't know the truth.
We don't know the truth. So that's the thing. But that's funny.
Yeah,
but
all I'm saying,
she used to hook up with my brother.
But even if it's not true, like, bro, take it.
Right. No, absolutely.
All right, the plot thickens. Edgar, you kind of called this one.
Okay, what's going on?
Just one day after news that Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott broke up.
Yeah.
Kylie was photographed visiting her ex-boyfriend Tyga's recording studio.
This season on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
It's going to be a great season.
My
of
man
keeping
Tyga.
Up.
I've seen some hilarious memes of GIFs of Tyga's reaction, allegedly reacting to his "you up" text. You up? Kylie, you up?
Well, that's just
Kylie
it.
Kylie rolling up at 2 a.m.
That's just it. Yeah, because it was basically she was having like a girls' night out in West Hollywood, and apparently Tyga texted her. Or she texted him.
Or
I don't know.
Crew or her crew,
something,
right?
Yeah.
Her friends or whatever.
And then they went over to the studio and hung out. We do know, like, she said that they're on good terms. But, like, it's kind of surprising because I remember at one point Tyga got a little extra and was, like, claiming that it, like, took credit for Kylie's lip kits. There was, like, a little bit of drama that went on after they broke up. But I don't know. Does this mean they're getting back together?
No, this no? is just a way for Kylie and her friends. Really, I think it came probably more from her friends to be able to flex on Travis Scott.
Yeah, but you have a broken heart. Your ex is there. I'm sorry. Like, we've all been through that. Tamara, you can back me up on this one.
Yeah, I got you.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I feel like obviously, no matter what, even if the breakup was a good breakup, a bad breakup, whatever, you're still going through it. This is her baby daddy. And that there's someone comfortable, your ex is giving you attention, like, something's about bound to go down is all I'm saying.
And we'll wrap up with this because maybe this is a topic for later. But you know that Kylie is smart enough to know that by her hanging out anywhere near Tyga, the news is going to pick it up.
Of course.
Tabloids are going to pick that up. And you know that's going to get to Travis.
Mm-hmm. Make him jealous.
So it's that's my point right now. It's like it was a way of her flexing on Travis Scott. Like, yo, I'm good, even though she may not be.
Or it's going to make him feel insecure and be like, oh, did you really want to be with him the whole time? Woo! And then he's going to start hooking up with other people, and then it's going to be this whole mess of a situation.
And
this season on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Exactly.
It's going to be a good season. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
So I want to talk to you guys about this. What version of the song Panini do you like best? So you have the original, which is obviously Lil Nas X. It sounds like that.
And when it's all done, I get the upper hand. And I need a big pants, not another fan. But I still want you as a fan. I'ma need a sit down. I don't mean to make demands, but I need you to say to me what you want.
It's one of those songs that grew on me. Like, I feel like when I first heard it, I wasn't sold. But it's really one of those songs now, and I hear it, it makes me really happy.
Yeah, the melody's dope.
Good vibe.
So now, and actually, I found out about it because Lil Nas X posted it on his own Instagram. It's the country version of Panini. And I love this so much because, remember, Old Town Road became such a big song because of the whole controversy behind it that the Billboard charts took it off of the country charts. Because they're like, yo, that is not country. Even though it is a country song, right? So anyways, now it's had such an impact, Old Town Road, on country, that country artists are covering Lil Nas X's songs like Panini. And Lil Nas X posted this cover done by Austin Michael, country artist.
The funny thing was, though, is that he posted it and he didn't tag him. And I'm like, dang it. I bet if I was Austin, I'd be so upset. Give me some credit, man.
If you're Austin, you're not that hurt. You're like, yo, I appreciate you posting me, bro.
He probably is.
Here we go. Here's this version.
When it's so done, I get the upper hand. I need a big Benz, not another fan. But I still want you as a fan. I'm going to need to sit down. I need to make demands. But I need you to say to me what you want from me. Just say to me what you want from me.
So I know Lil Nas X didn't tag him, but look, we're here talking about him.
Yeah.
And man, give him a shout out for his Instagram. Austin Michael's got 18,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Hook him up. He's Austin Michael US.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds good as a country song.
Which
I really like it.
More, Chess?
Ooh, I can't. You don't know if you can do that.
Come on, Chess.
Well,
you gotta go there.
I feel like the country song's new right now, so yeah. I'm kind of like, okay.
That's good.
I feel
man.
Like I get on board with it.
I love the impact that Lil Nas X is making just in society in general, man. Good for him. All right, guys. Also, big thing going down today. Dodgers kick off game one of the National League Division Series. Let's go, Dodgers! 5:37 today versus the Nationals here at Chavez Ravine. And my 2-year-old daughter, Ariela, is ready to go. She's next level, you guys.
Let's go, Dodgers! Let's go, Dodgers!
Her little claps.
Arriba, Dodgers!
She tried to say arriba los Dodgers, which in Spanish, arriba is like lifting up the Dodgers, let's go, but she can't say her R's yet.
Oh my god!
So she said arriba. Arriba. All her R's are like L's.
She's so cute.
Arriba los Dodgers! Anyways, coming up next, we got the Amp Mini Mix with DJ Majestic. Inside that mix, it's like a present. You open it up, and there are sold-out We Can Survive tickets for you, right? Hang tight.
The Remix Battle with Edgar and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to win a pair of sold-out tickets that We Can't Survive right now and tomorrow at the same time, another chance. Plus, we're going to hook you with a pair of Bud Light Platinum VIP Party Passes. All you got to do is get the name of the song based only on the lyrics. Do not get swayed by the beat. The beat is a different song. DJ Majestic is being tricky, right? He is on a 7-day losing streak.
Oof. It's gonna hurt.
So I don't know if he's gonna come back with a vengeance or he's still kind of doubting himself. Dixie from Downey, good morning.
Good morning.
Dixie, why do you believe you can beat DJ Majestic?
Because I have to, and he's been losing, so I have to keep the momentum going.
Oh, you don't want to be the first one to lose to me, huh?
She doesn't have a choice.
Keep the L coming. All right, Dixie, listen, if you don't guess correctly, Vanessa from LA is waiting on the line to jack your tickets. Vanessa, what do you want to say to Dixie?
Good luck, Dixie. If you win, please have fun for me, too.
Aww, oh, my gosh. That was very sweet. I almost cried. All right, Dixie, here we go. What's the name of the song? It is a We Can't Survive artist based only on the lyrics. Here we go. I don't care. If you're here, or if you're not alone,
I don't care. It's been too long. It's a liar by Camila Cabello.
Hey, kill me. What was that?
Liar by Camila Cabello.
That's correct. Ooh. You win. Majestic loses.
Oh my God.
You have to add that part in, Chelsea.
Sure do. It's the best part.
8 days in a row picking up L's, baby. But Dixie, you picked up the W. Congratulations. You're going to our sold out Weekend Survive with Taylor Swift, Camila Cabello, Lizzo, Billie Eilish, and many, many more. Love you, Dixie. Have a great day.
I love you too. Oh my God, guys.
Yes! Hey, Ty, we'll get you all the details off the air. DJ Majestic, what's going on, bro?
You know, I don't feel so bad. I mean, this is a big prize. How bad would it be if I beat them and they couldn't go to We Can't Survive?
Also, I will say, like I said, it's all We Can Survive performers, and they're all headliners. Yeah, so they're all big artists.
Big artists
know.
With big songs. So.
And I would hope you would know their music, right? Mm-hmm. So I see you, Majestic. All right, cool.
That's my excuse.
All right, hey, Ty, this is one of the AMP artists that will be at our We Can't Survive concert, Jonas Brothers with Sucker. Good morning.
The Chelsea Report.
So Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin got married on Monday in South Carolina. We've been talking about it all week. I think everyone has. But you know what's missing?
What's that?
There are zero non-blurry photos of Hailey in her wedding gown. You know how like you always get like those blurry photos of like we haven't really seen her fully in her wedding gown walking down the aisle.
Because I'm assuming like cell phones weren't really allowed, so people were just kind of like pulling them out real quick and like snapping a shot, and that's why they're blurry.
But and also like a lot of times paparazzi somehow find a photo, get a photo, or if they like sneak in. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a reason why Hailey avoided the paparazzi who were flying over the wedding in helicopters.
Wow.
Extra as can be, by walking to the chapel in a literal moving tent.
She had a tent? Like, she was inside a tent and it was just moving along?
Yes, like people are carrying it along with her. She's obviously covered by the tent, so paparazzi wouldn't get the picture of her in her gown. The photos are really funny. We'll post it up on at 97.1 AMP Radio, our Instagram account. But it's Hailey ended up posting the picture of this tent and her being kind of like, you know, obviously hidden. And she wrote a big ol' middle finger to the helicopters and paparazzi.
There you go.
That's how you do it, man.
I wonder if while she was under the tent, she was actually giving the middle finger to them.
I know, right?
We'll never know. No. We'll never know.
So speaking of Justin Bieber, so tomorrow, this is very exciting. Justin is dropping a new song.
Yes.
It's a collaboration with country duo Dan and Shay, which feels kind of random, but it's really not. They've been friends for a while. They're both managed by Scooter Braun. And Dan and Shay were actually at Justin's wedding.
And they performed it live at the wedding.
Yeah, did they? You said that, but I didn't see. Yeah. I didn't see anything about that, so that's great.
Justin jumped on and sang with them.
Well, and so the song's called 10,000 Hours, and Justin did say it is a wedding song.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So that's coming out tomorrow. We'll talk about more about it when it drops. Also, Camila Cabello dropping a new song called Cry For Me. She said it's one of her favorites on the album. And I thought this was super interesting. She also said that it's inspired, or what it's about is when an ex moves on faster than you, and of course you want them to be happy, but just not that fast. So I was wondering, I'm like, do you think this is about her ex relationship with Matthew Hussey? Like, did he move on, you think? She said that the music she's writing right now is very inspired in the moment of what she's going through.
Right.
So either way, such a relatable topic. I feel like we've all kind of gone through that.
Like, yes, I'm wishing you the best, but can you cry for me a little at least? Like, chill out, bro. Don't move on so fast. But you would also... It would be safe to say, like, she seemed like she moved on pretty quickly, too.
Yeah.
With Sean.
Right. So I'm sure he's saying that as well. Also, Travis Scott dropping a song tomorrow, Highest in the Room is what it's called. He's already previewed it at a couple of his shows, but it will actually be available tomorrow. So all this fun new music coming out tomorrow, we'll talk about it. tomorrow, Friday, which is Friday.
Heck
wow,
yeah.
It's Friday tomorrow.
I'm excited about that. Let's go.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not big bank banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Thank you, Chels. This is Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello with Señorita.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Appreciate you tuning in. What would you say has been your biggest flex or F you move that you've ever busted on an ex after you guys just broke up and they were mad shady about it? They did you wrong. Hit us up via call or text at 877-971-HITS. This is being inspired by what Kylie Jenner and her friends just did on a big move on her ex, Travis Scott.
Right, and it just happened the day that the news broke that Kylie Jenner and Travis were breaking up. You know, Kylie went and had a girls' night out here in West Hollywood. She's with the girls. They're drinking, having a good time. And she ends the night in the studio with her ex, Tyga.
Before Travis Scott, right? The ex before Travis.
Yeah. And obviously she knows, like, there's pictures of her going into the studio. So right. She knows she's going to get photographed. She knows it's going to be all over the news the next day. We're going to be talking about it. So that is a big in your face to your ex.
It's a huge flex on so many different levels, right? But also now has probably Travis Scott thinking like, yo, have you always thought about him?
Of course.
Has he always been on your mind? Like, were you in touch with him? Were you communicating? Just playing mind games with him and tripping him out.
No matter what, too, there's a little bit of drama with your ex. Like, there always is. You know, there's always something, that a conversation that's come up that involved them that maybe had the, you know, the couple fighting at a certain time. So you know that there's some tension there.
One of the funniest gifts I've seen going around the internet right now is allegedly Tyga's reaction to allegedly him sending that text to Kylie like, yo, you up?
Right?
And then her showing up with her squad at 2 a.m. to hang out with them. Chels, what's been the biggest flex move, FU move you've done to an ex?
I think for me, it has to be, so about 3 months after my big breakup, we were together for like almost 3 years, I started dating a guy who looked a lot like him. Like, literally, I remember posting pictures of him and being like, whoa, they look so much alike. But the best part?
Yes.
He was even hotter. Like, he was definitely a step or two up.
Yeah, yeah. You got the software update. You got 2.0 version of your ex.
And then I spent the next so many months traveling the world with him. He, like, lived in Amsterdam. And I, like, you know, maybe documented it a little bit on social media.
Extra.
So it was kind of living this, like, bachelorette-esque romance with this babe who lived on the other side of the world.
Who looked just like your ex, but hotter. Damn.
Yeah.
Did you ever get back to you if that hurt him or not?
No, because I feel like once we went our separate ways, we went our separate ways.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on. I know he was looking at those Instagram stories.
Yeah.
I know he was, and I know, yeah.
My biggest breakup, I was at Cal Poly Pomona still, and in college, and we broke up. I broke it off. And I don't know if, I guess to her, it was an FU move and a flex move, but it really didn't impact me that much. But she got engaged 3 months after we broke up.
Did the guy look like you, or was it the opposite of you?
No, it was exactly the opposite, though.
I think she's
done with my version.
I don't know. Which is worse, to date someone that looks like your ex? Like, if you're the ex, do you want it to look like you, or do you want it to be opposite?
Look, if it looks like me, but a hotter version, that hurts me more.
Okay.
Guaranteed. So you did the right thing, Chels.
Yeah.
877-971-HITS. What's been the biggest flex move or FU move you busted on an ex after a breakup? Hit us up. Flora from LA, good morning to you. What was your biggest flex or FU move you busted on an ex that did you wrong?
My ex and I were together for 8 years, and he got someone else pregnant.
No.
And he called and told me. And so I put all of his stuff on the yard out front and put a free sign on it.
Yes. That is epic.
Toma. The only mistake there is you should have had a yard sale and made some money off of it. Honestly, everything goes for 25 cents.
Yeah, it's LA, so it was gone in like half an hour.
What was like the one thing that you knew hurt him so much that got taken?
Basically, his Madden game at PlayStation.
I love that was the most valuable, most meaningful thing for your ex is his PlayStation. Flora, what was his reaction to all that?
It also had the lock changed. So he came back and was like, I want my stuff. And I was like, it's gone.
Bye.
Like our relationship.
You're a boss. Yes.
Such a gangster. Flora, thank you for calling in. Love you, girl.
You guys too.
Bye. Brittany from Orange, good morning to you. What's been the biggest FU move you busted, the flex move on an ex that did you wrong?
Good morning. I would have to say my biggest flex was, well, I would always take my boyfriend lunch at work. He worked in construction.
Yeah.
And when we broke up the next week, I was hooking up with one of his coworkers, bringing one of his coworkers lunch.
Oh, and oh my gosh.
Laying down the hammer. Hold up. Not only did you hook up with one of his coworkers, but you brought his coworker lunch?
Yes, and all the guys would be like, oh, girl. Like, they would always be like, damn, bro, like, you're lucky your chick brings you lunch. Like, dang.
Who are you with now, Brittany?
I'm happily married, packing my husband's lunches every morning.
Okay, but girl.
That was years ago in my, you know.
In your ratchet years. Yes, we understand. We've all had those.
Know.
It's all good, and some of them, some people are actually living through those right now. Shout out to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara on IG at 97.1.
Why'd you say Tamara right after that?
I know.
Huh? Well, I see you.
Let's go to our Instagram.
Don't call my girl.
Instagram 97.1 Amp Radio. What comment did we get there?
All right. So Supa Bianca said her biggest comeback from her ex was she dated his best friend and got married to him.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, 12 wow. years strong.
But he wasn't in the wedding.
Facts. All right, listen, coming up next, because this whole topic was inspired by a story that's been reported by many media outlets mm-hmm. about Kylie Jenner. After the news broke that she was splitting from Travis Scott, that she was hanging out with Tyga in the studio at 2 a.m. and her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kylie has spoken about that.
Like just now.
It happened. Yeah, minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
There's a crazy twist to the story. We'll break it down for you coming up next. Hang tight.
The Chelsea Report.
All right, the tea. We've been talking about this all morning. Kylie Jenner was spotted hanging out with Tyga this week, which is her ex. Supposedly, it was after a night out with the girls. They all ended up back at Tyga's studio, which is located in a hotel here in WeHo. Now, this almost it's drama because it comes only a few days after it was announced that Kylie and Travis were breaking up or taking a break. Obviously, Travis is her baby daddy. So that's the story. But just moments ago, Kylie actually addressed it. And she tweeted out saying, the internet makes everything 100 times more dramatic than what it really is. There was no 2 a.m. date with Tyga. You see me drop two of my friends off at a studio that he happened to be at. Travis and I are on great terms, and our main focus right now is Stormy. Our friendship and our daughter is priority. So she also there confirms the breakup. Because we were hearing more from sources that they were taking a break, but it hadn't come from Kylie's mouth or from Travis's mouth. So there she confirmed it. Our friendship and our daughter is priority.
And I appreciate that. And she's basically telling mm-hmm. people, like, yo, stop messing with this. Because
yeah.
you're impacting my family yep. and eventually my daughter when she's old enough to understand all this stuff. So stop making stuff up. And she just posted this at 7:50 this morning, basically saying, denying.
Yep.
That she was physically in the same room or vicinity as Tyga. It was just a drop-off.
Yep.
You know, like you drop off your homies at the movies, your kids, your cousins, whatever. Have a good day.
Exactly.
Here's $5 for popcorn.
Yep.
So that was at 7:50 this morning.
That was an hour ago. And right after she tweeted that.
At 8:25 this morning.
Yep. Wow, Edgar's so into this. I love it so much. Tyga went in his Instagram stories and posted a simple cap emoji. Now, listen, I have my black Twitter reporter here.
Yes.
Our social media guru, Tamara. Tamara, go ahead and explain what cap means.
Well, according to black Twitter, cap means she's lying, y'all. She lying. She is now, lying.
And just to bring it back, DJ Majestic, Meek Mill, and Drake use this term cap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or no cap.
Yeah.
In Gone Bad.
Yeah, it's in a lot of rap songs, but one of my favorite lines in Going Bad is when Meek Mill's like, I've been having my way out here. Yeah, we know that's facts. You ain't living that issue cell. Yeah, we know that's cap.
Ooh.
Meaning whatever you put out there is fake.
Nice yes. flow.
Yeah,
I know.
That's good flow.
Thanks, Chelsea.
You didn't know DJ Majestic, true story, is a retired rapper.
Mm-hmm, I didn't know this. We talk about this a lot.
So, is it a lot to assume that this cap emoji that Tyga dropped at 8:25, basically 40 minutes after Kylie posted her story on, is directly aimed at, yo, Kylie's lying?
It is.
Yes.
And also, Tyga's petty. We know that.
Yes.
When they broke up, he was petty about, like, claiming that he was the reason why her lip kits were successful. Mm-hmm. Like, he is a petty. And especially, I mean, I don't know, is he dropping new music soon, too? Is he
shooting mine after
this?
I'm
sure.
Oh my gosh, man. This just makes this even better.
This season on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Good Lord. To wrap this up, who do you believe? Do you believe Kylie saying she just dropped her friends off and it so happened to be that Tyga was there? Or do you believe Tyga saying, Cap, that's a lie?
Ah, man. Well, here's where I think she went wrong, because she's, no matter what, there are pictures of her exiting and entering the studio. So I think she's lying no matter what about being there. She should have said, oh, we were all there hanging out, but she's saying, I just dropped my friends off. Mm-hmm. No matter what, that's a lie. So I think she kind of messed up by not claiming she was there at all. So do I think that her and Tyga hooked up? I don't know. I mean, it's not crazier things have happened, but I
ain't got a lie to kick it though.
Yeah, I think I think she's still going through it. Anyways, that's all I have.
Man, on a serious note, I know it's juicy stuff and you want to get this, but on a serious note, man, I truly wish her the best.
Yeah, of course.
Especially because of their daughter, Stormy.
Yes.
So absolutely wish him the best. But Tyga, man, Tyga getting all up in here. Tyga, what you doing?
That is all I have for the Chelsea Report. This report is brought to you by SDCCU. It's not Big Bank Banking. It's better. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, familiar, the top five most streamed songs in L.A. are coming at you.
Edgar and Chelsea, mornings.
Amp Radio.
Hey, if you're super busy and single, I have great news for you. One less thing for you to do today or worry about. Today is National Boyfriend Day. So you don't have to worry about that.
Well, Tamara and I don't have to worry about it.
Don't worry. You're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to post? What am I going to write in my caption on the gram? Don't even worry about it. Chelsea, Tamara, you guys are good.
Thank goodness.
No worries. What's going on with Tiffany Haddish, though?
All right, so we talked about this story yesterday. Tiffany went on the Ellen Show and said, she admitted that back in the day, she hooked up with rapper Chingy.
Yeah, let's get a little Chingy up in here. I like the way you did that right there. By the way, this is the perfect story for Throwback Thursday. So thank you, Chelsea.
Yes, you're welcome. So Chingy now has responded to Tiffany's confession, denying that he ever hooked up with her.
Damn.
And
that's messed up.
Yeah, he wrote on Instagram, now Tiffany knows damn well that's a lie. Then he took it a step further and said she used to hook up with his brother.
Did she get him confused? Do they look alike?
I don't even know. And he basically was like, he's like, yeah, she liked me, but she hooked up with my brother instead. Stop lying. We need to all be honest here. So,
oh my gosh.
But
even so, bro, just be quiet about it and say thank you for making me relevant again, man. We're getting some airplay for you, bro. Like
also, he should release more music soon.
Yeah, something like this.
No, because this song is like iconic.
I love this song, man.
Yeah,
reminds me of Rosarito, Spring Break, good times.
So Tiffany hasn't responded yet. I'm guessing she will. It's not in her nature not to.
Right.
So I've been kind of looking online all day, but I haven't seen anything yet. So I'm sure she'll respond.
Rude.
So rude.
All right, hang tight. Coming up next, we're hooking you up with a 4-pack of tickets. It's a 3-day passes, okay, to LA Comic Con. We'll let you know how to win in less than 15 minutes. Hang tight.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
We got to send all our good vibes right now to the LA Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Playing game one, baby, of the National League Division Series versus the Nationals. Let's go. My daughter, Ariela, who's only 2 years of age, is already ready to go.
Let's go, Dodgers.
That's the only reason why she's in the studio, just to say that. So at any moment on demand, we just have her say that. Ariela, that's the only reason why I brought her to work today. My wife's like, why are you taking Ariela to work? I'm like, so she can do this. Ready, Ariela? 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, mija, that's enough. So, good stuff, man. Putting it to work. You know, I was thinking about this. Because the Dodgers have been to the World Series the last 2 years.
Uh-huh. Be careful. You don't want to jinx it.
I'm not going to jinx it.
Okay.
But the Dodgers have been to the World Series every year that my daughter's been alive.
Oh, wow.
She's going to be 3 by December.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Just sending my best vibes to the Dodgers. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, guys. Coming up next, yeah, Yessi Ortiz taking over. Bad guy Billie Eilish coming at you. Also, No Guidance by Chris Brown. Thank you. Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Let's go.
Edgar and Chelsea. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.